I woke up this morning pretty early. I had a weird dream. Anybody ever have a weird dream? Yeah, I had a weird dream. I was in some kind of frozen Arctic ocean of some kind. I fell into the ocean, and there were whales and other, I know, weird, right? Bear with me here, it's okay. And then a sea lion or a something bit my hand. Man, I was awake. I was awake. From that moment on, I was up. I was like, all right, Lord, I guess you wanted to be awake now. So I was awake at that moment. That's funny how that happens, isn't it? And how we can wake ourselves up. As we come to the Word of God this morning, we are going to be looking together. And we're going to start looking in Romans chapter 5. We've been in a series looking at the victory of Christ as Christ our victor and how his victory applies to our lives. And today I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the champion, the victor over history. History belongs to him. You've heard it said in the cheesy saying that history is his story. It really is his story because he is the author of history. He is the master of history. There is nothing that happens in the world where his sovereign hand does not uphold and that he sees. The Lord is the king and the victor over history. And I'm saying that to us because if you listen to the news cycle, it will try to convince you otherwise. And the truth of the matter is that Jesus' victory is so complete and so perfect because he's so perfect that his victory is even a victory over history itself. That he is the winner. He's the champion. And so today we're going to look at what does it mean for us to stand in the victory of Christ, knowing that he is the master over history and that he is our Lord forever. My children, I love them so much, and children are so wonderful, and they're such a blessing. They also show you all of your inadequacies, don't they? Shocking.